Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner TireRack.com for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dekovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dekovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dekovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dekovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go. Hour number 3, we're live in L.A. It's The Herd. Brought to you by Jersey Mike Subs. Be a sub above. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. So, we have news, Joy. The Dallas Mavericks have parted ways with Donnie Nelson, the GM. So what does that tell you 2 days after a story breaks with multiple leaks inside the Mavericks organization? The guy leaking the story was probably Donnie Nelson because Mark Cuban just said, see ya. Am I nuts for thinking that?
No, it's not terrible. It's not a far off theory.
Because the article was essentially everybody was mad because this guy, this former sports gambler who's into analytics, had gotten very close with Mark, and it's all... It's the only person Mark listens to, so we kept saying, there's envy in this organization, multiple people are leaking. So 2 days later, the GM gets dropped, and by the way, what that tells you is, Mark could have waited a long time to do that. Mark decided to do it now. Mark's messaging to all of us is, that was the leak.
Well, the story did also say that Luka was having some issues with several members of the front office, if I recall.
Several.
So, yeah.
I
don't know what's happening in the NBA today. Like, the NBA woke up cranky. This is wild.
So, Stan Van Gundy fired.
Stan Van Gundy.
Scott Brooks fired. Somebody else.
Donnie Nelson
just got fired.
And then, of course, all the injury news.
And then there's a Chris Paul story.
Chris Paul is out indefinitely.
Protocol COVID. Now, he's apparently, Jalen Rose has reported he is vaccinated. So if you're vaccinated, you get to come back sooner.
Only if you're exposed. If you're positive, you have to probably still do the full 2 weeks.
Oh, boy, that blew up the whole.
Because it doesn't matter if you're vaccinated or not, if you're positive. Like, the purpose of the vaccination is obviously to protect you from becoming positive. And if you do become positive, that
you
won't be as sick. But if you're positive, which we don't know, but if he is positive, he would have to be out for the 2 weeks.
Steven Jackson.
Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, Kawhi Leonard. Steven Jackson joins us in about 15 minutes. Rich Kleiman, KD's manager, will be joining us. And, you know, there are a lot of people, speaking of the Bucks and the Nets, there are a lot of people these days that call them experts. You see them on CNN, MSNBC. I'm an expert. But after last night's performance, Kevin Durant is very deserving of that title. In offensive basketball, that's what an expert looks like. He can dribble. He can fade. He can hit threes. He can drive. He can finish. He can slash. He is a complete offensive machine. Do you know how exhausting it is to play 48 minutes of an NBA game? How exhausting that is. That's a 9,000 calorie burn. And it's not like KD's got a, you know, extra pudding. He's the skinniest great player ever. He plays an entire game, 49 minutes, 17 rebounds, 10 assists, has to defend. And that was an all-time performance. And what's just remarkable, you know, the last five seasons in which he's been healthy at the end of it, he has been the best offensive player on the best team. So this is not a surprise. And that game, I mean, if you really think about it, now that LeBron's older and is out, there really is no competition for the best player. Because this has always been a 75-25 offense over defense league. Giannis can't shoot. Kyrie has struggled with injuries. Dame's a small player. Luka's too young. AD can't stay healthy. Embiid's got injuries. James Harden has no playoff credibility. Kawhi, he's hurt again, kind of a question mark. This is now that LeBron's out. LeBron's always been sort of the roadblock. Now that he's out, this is Kevin's league. It should be Kevin's league. The last five seasons in which he's been healthy at the end, he's been like the best player on the, you know, best team. And it was really funny watching this game last night. Did you notice how emotional Durant was and Steve Nash was at the end of that game? Like Kevin's not on the floor. He'll be frustrated time to time, but he's not a fist pumper. That's not really his thing, right? He's kind of stoic sometimes. Did you see how emotional he was? Because I think Kevin knows last night's win, they're in the finals. I don't care about Philadelphia. I don't care about Atlanta. I don't care about the Bucks. I think Kevin knew, I gotta buy time tonight. Kyrie will come back eventually. It's probably the next series. And Harden was obviously going to be rusty. He was, that first quarter, it was like, has James ever played basketball? I think Kevin knew, can I buy us a night? That's it. I just got to get us a night. If I can get us through this, it's the same way I look at the football season. When Joy and I go into a football season, you can't take a day off for 5 months. And I always look at Thanksgiving. If I can get to Thanksgiving, I'm not sick, I'm ready to go, I can see that the next Monday I show up after Thanksgiving, I can see light at the end of the tunnel. I can see Christmas vacation. I thought Kevin Durant at the end of that game, he knew, okay, if I can get past tonight, Harden's not going to be really good. He's not going to be 100%. He's not going to have his timing. He's not going to be able to really defend. And he got him through it. I mean, that's what an offensive expert looks like. To be that effortless and that efficient in the biggest game of the year against a supposedly great defensive team. Again, what's amazing about great players, and I know we talk about them nonstop, but I've said this multiple times. Does everybody understand how much greater like Peyton Manning, Brady, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, Durant are? LeBron, think about this. Every time Kevin Durant in his entire career after maybe his rookie season goes into a game, the whole game plan is stop that guy. And nobody can. I mean, that's what greatness is. Kobe, for most of his career, we got to stop Kobe tonight. You looked at film at Kobe. Nobody was sitting around breaking down film on Derek Fisher or Brian Shaw. When you really think about how great Peyton Manning was, he got everybody's best shot. Like I've talked to defensive coordinators. They're like, oh, yeah, it's Peyton Manning week. It's Tom Brady week where you don't want to be humiliated. Like Milwaukee does not want to be humiliated when they play Kevin Durant. Harden's not 100%. Kyrie's not playing. So Milwaukee, this great defensive team knew, just stop Kevin. They couldn't stop him. They didn't. There wasn't even a speed bump. I mean, what you watched last night is the Jordan 63 points against the Celtics. He lost that playoff game. Is Everybody knew Michael. You got to stop Michael. We can win. Nobody could stop Michael. That's why when we say, when people come up to me and go, you guys talk stars too much. I'm like, do you understand how much better? And Chris Middleton's a good player. He is a 19-point-a-game NBA player. Do you understand how great the truly greats are? Chris Middleton's not getting doubles, and he's giving you 19. Kevin Durant's the whole focus of Milwaukee last night. The coaching staff, the players, and that's what you get. I don't want to hear about UFO experts. I'm done with UFO experts. That is an expert in offense, and Steve Nash afterwards in awe.
Historic performance. I mean, he played the entire game. He barely missed. You know, we know he's capable of nights like this, but to do it tonight, you know, we lose Kai. You know, James obviously is soldiering through, you know, his ailments. We're down bodies. We're wounded. And for him to have the toughness, the mentality, you know, that's what makes him one of the all-time greats. And so this is a performance that, you know, a signature performance, you know, for Kevin. And it was beautiful to watch.
Also, Kawhi Leonard out indefinitely for the Clippers. So the Utah Jazz now are favored by 7 points tonight. Utah will take a 3-2 series lead with a win tonight. It would be shocking if the best home team in the NBA lost to a Clippers team that could not beat the Jazz in Utah with Kawhi Leonard, the best pure player overall talent in the series. So the concern for the Clippers is Kawhi Leonard, ACL tear. That's the concern. He will miss game five. According to reports, Kawhi has told teammates, expect me to be out potentially for a while. So that's your story there. Does it change what the Clippers look like in the next couple years? You know, we don't know. I do think it's an opportunity for Paul George to seize the moment, play well, even if they lose. If Paul George plays well, not KD well, plays heroically, gives you 28, pretty efficient, then Steve Ballmer can look at that and say, you know what, that's a guy I want to go to the well with, and Kawhi. But if Kawhi Leonard's departure means Paul George is front and center and he really struggles, don't be surprised if this changes the entire organization going forward. So Steven Jackson will join us next. His thoughts, he knows. He's been traded. He's moved around this league. He knows these big decisions. You know, the playoffs, the intensity gets ramped up. I mean, we've had two coaches fired today. Donnie Nelson, Mavs GM, just got run in Dallas, meaning, you know, Mark Cuban, there was a story ripping the Mavericks. Lots of leaks. Mark Cuban going public and getting rid of Donnie Nelson tells you, at least to me, this won't be tolerated, and that was the guy that leaked it. That's what it tells you. When you get all this intensity, quick decisions, punitive decisions are clearly made. Wolf and Shepherd. I'm wearing a pair of my Wolf and Shepherds. Today is the dress shoe made and worn by athletes. In fact, I was watching the Bucks-Nets game last night. When it was over and they were interviewing Durant, I could see, my wife pointed it out. She said, somebody over there is wearing Wolf and Shepherds. Yes, they were. It's their crossover. A founder is a former track athlete and designer. Brought athletic shoe innovation to dress shoes. Invented the crossover. It's business meets athletic shoe. You get the full grain Italian leather on the top and the athletic agile sole on the bottom. All day comfort and style. Makes the crossover game for anything. Steve Nash wears them on the sideline. Join the Wolf Pack. The pack I did, Wolf and Shepherd, offering you an exclusive 10% discount. 10% off if you use the promo code HERD. WolfandShepherd.com, code HERD. Merchandise is great. Website is clean and easy to navigate. Go check out their stuff. WolfandShepherd.com, code HERD.
Want more HERD? The HERD streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search HERD to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. And now newly minted first-round picks like number one overall Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of their first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more, including Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instance. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd Show. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hawks Sixers Game 5 is featured on the free-to-play Fox Bet Super 6 app. Download the app and answer 6 questions about tonight's game for your shot to win $1,000.
Hard to soak up the sun when you're short. Soak up the sweat. Stay 2 to 3 times cooler with Tommy John underwear. 20% off your first order. Check out the site for details. Go to TommyJohn.com/hurt. Steven Jackson's a perfect guest today. He knows the playoffs. He can answer some of the riddles last night, how Milwaukee, he actually had a Budenholzer as a coach in San Antonio. I don't really understand Milwaukee's game plan against Kevin Durant. Although, let's be honest, Kevin Durant's hard to defend. And Steven Jackson now joining us live. And he owns a lot of shoes. That's all I'm going to say right there. That is a nice looking place. So
nobody reads promo ads better than you. I always tell you that.
Well, thank you. So, Steven, you've played with Kawhi and Chris Paul and Blake Griffin, Tobias Harris. You've had Doc Rivers, Popovich, Tyronn Lue, and Budenholzer as coaches. So you've been around this league. You know it. So Milwaukee and the Nets. I'm watching that series last night. I'm not a coach. I'm not saying I am. And I know Durant's going to get his. They didn't double him. They didn't trap him at half court, get the ball out of his hands. You know Budenholzer. You know, he was part of that Spurs system. Were you a little surprised? In fact, they never put Giannis on him, the best defender in the league. Were you a little surprised by Milwaukee's defensive game plan against Kevin?
Shocked more than surprised. Like you said, Bud is coached under Pop. Pop and Don Nelson were two of the best coaches ever I got a chance to play for. They were great at making adjustments. They were great at taking advantage of mismatches. And Bud didn't do that at all. He didn't go at James Harden with a bad leg at all last night. And they didn't make the adjustments they needed to make. And that's why they lost the game. We all know Kevin Durant is hard to stop. You just got to make it difficult for him. But letting him see one-on-one matchups, he's going to shoot over any and everybody in the league. And for Giannis not to take that challenge, for Brooke Lopez, and for Giannis not to post up guys when they get these switches, they did not take advantage of none of the mismatches last night. And that's why they lost that game.
You know, it's interesting. Ben Simmons didn't take a shot in the fourth quarter. And I would say Ben doesn't want to go to the free throw line. Giannis last night, Stephen, on a couple of occasions looked like he didn't want to go to the free throw line. He's doing a fall away. And, you know, these are great athletes. And you would think you guys are all confident. But I'm watching Giannis late in games, and I'm thinking he's doing fallaways with James Harden. He literally doesn't want to initiate contact. And I'm thinking to myself, in all your years of the NBA, I would think all you guys walk on the floor and think you can beat the world. But did you ever play with guys whose confidence wavered game to game, quarter to quarter?
Oh, yeah, you got some guys that's confident. And you, like I said earlier, you got some guys that knock down shooters who sports analysts consider some of the best shooters in the league when it comes playoff time. In them big moments, they can't hit shots. And that's just what it is, man. You got to take challenges. And then Giannis, he's shooting 41% from the line. I wouldn't want to go to the line either. You know, if I was shooting 41%. But that's one reason why I said the 2 years he won MVP, he was never the best player in the world. You can't be the best player in the world shooting air balls from the line. I give Shaq a pass. Shaq was 7 foot, 300-something pounds. He's not considered a shooting guard. Giannis shoots threes, and he bricks them, too. I always said Middleton was the most talented guy on that team because he can do it all. You can't really take nothing away from him. And I think Milwaukee needs to start approaching their team like Middleton is the go-to guy so he can, because he's the guy that can close the games for him.
Well, yeah, he's certainly a much, much better shooter. No denying that. You know, it's funny. Everybody said, well, the Clippers have bad luck. Kawhi is hurt. And I would say this, Steven. There's a reason somebody once in America invented resumes, so you know what you're getting in life, right? And Anthony Davis was hurt in New Orleans. Now he's hurt again. Kyrie Irving was hurt in Duke, Cleveland. Now he's hurt again. The truth of the matter, when I look at Kawhi Leonard, my theory is they knew what they were getting with Paul George and Kawhi, but they were the Clippers. And when you never had a star fall in love with you,
when two fall in love with you, you just say, come on, we'll deal with all the stuff. I kind of feel like when you sign Kawhi Leonard, Stephen, you kind of know he's a little bit of a mystery, right? I mean, you played with him. He's a good guy, but when you played with him, did you just feel like he was a different cat?
Yeah, he's hard to read. He's not really outspoken, and sometimes he's the type of guy you don't know if he's hurt or not, you know, because he really don't show too much emotion. But injuries are part of the game, man. You can't escape. I think with a guy like Kawhi, with the talent as great as he is, that's something you got to deal with. A lot of guys are resting because of injury these days, more than ever. We took a pride at trying to play 82 games when I was playing. So they're resting a lot of guys now, and the games are different. But they have played a lot of basketball in the last year and a half, so it's kind of understandable.
You know, I talked to Gary Payton, the Glove, last night, and Gary was a guy like you. He played hurt. He played 80 games. He didn't take time off. And he said, listen, some of it's condensed schedule. He said, but the more powerful players become in all sports, they try to get less practice time. They don't lift as much. I mean, listen, they don't want to be dominated by training staffs and coaching staffs. Like they'll work out on their own time. And Gary said, you know, we used to lift 2.5 hours a day, and it makes you. And that's what Gary's takeaway was. Some of this is condensed schedule, and some is. As the players have gotten more powerful, you can't force them to go in and lift every day. And some of these they're talented, but they're more brittle. Their bodies aren't as strong. Is that a fair criticism?
Yeah, I think it's just different. You know, the era is different now. You know, I played 2 years with a fractured toe, just because I wanted to be out there with my team, and just because I knew I could still get the job done and deal with that pain. But it's different strokes for different folks. We took pride of being out there. If we could walk, we could play. And I know some of these guys are the same way, but I think with the coaches kind of catering to these guys and willing to give them games off, I think they're embracing that. And we didn't have that when I was playing. Coaches wasn't trying to give us a day off. We had to earn that. And even when they gave us days off, we wanted to play sometimes. You know, I've seen plenty of times where Pop wanted to give Tim Duncan games off. Tim was like, nah, I'm here to play and I'm going to play. And you got some players like that you can't say no to.
You know, Chris Paul can wear out teammates, but in Phoenix and Oklahoma City, they're mostly kids. And they're willing to listen to him. You played with Chris Paul. Are you surprised by his success? Or do you believe, because of his personality, he's probably best served, Stephen, playing with younger guys?
I think I wouldn't say that. I say he's best served with guys that want to win. They got the same passion as him. Chris Paul is a dog. Everybody in the NBA wanted to play with Chris Paul because you knew what you was getting at the point guard. You was getting the leader. You was getting somebody that's going to fight with you and go into the trenches with you every night. And I'm glad he's having success and getting his just due, because he's been great all this time. He's just been in crazy situations. But Chris, I remember when I first signed with Indiana Pacers, and I was going to find my house in Indiana, and Chris Paul was at the airport with me at the same time, and I gave him a ride to his hotel, and we talked about one day playing together. You know, I didn't get the good opportunity when I was with the Clippers, you know, to actually play with him. But he's somebody that all the players want to play with, because he's an old school point guard, and you need guys to run your team. And when you have a great core of young guys like they have in Phoenix, you need a captain, you need a quarterback, and nobody's perfect than Chris Paul.
You know, I'm going to take Utah now to win the series without Kawhi Leonard. Or do you believe they're still more athletic, they're still deeper, they've got a championship coach, and Paul George will carry them? What do you believe today?
It's kind of hard to say. They haven't won a game on the road with Kawhi, so it's hard to see them winning one without him. Paul George is definitely coming into his own. He's starting to play the playoff P that we know he could be. I think they're going to have to just switch it up and add some different dynamics. I still think they have the tougher team, the more physical team. If Boogie can come out and contribute, if some of those other guys can continue to contribute without Kawhi, they still can get it done. Remember, I can never count nobody out. I was a part of an AC that beat the best team in the league in the first round. So anything can happen. It's about how they approach the game and how hard they play and how bad they want it.
By the way, you got all those shoes behind you. Is there one pair of shoes you're really loyal to, or do they just all blur together?
It's hard for me to get loyal to any pair. I'm still with Jordan Brand, so I get a box almost every 2 months, about 20 pairs. So I really don't fall in love with them. But the reason why I'm not a sneakerhead, I wear my shoes. I don't just collect them and put them up. I wear all my shoes. So they all mean the same. But I grew up not being able to afford them. So to have them now is a blessing, and I just appreciate getting them.
Good for you. Part of the Jordan brand. Steven Jackson, love having you on Fox Sports. Thanks, bud.
All right, man. Hi, Joy.
Hi.
Hello. At Mercedes AMG, giving 110% isn't possible. It's mandatory. Check out their site, all their beautiful cars and SUVs and coupes, mbusa.com/AMG. Mercedes AMG, driving performance. Joy Taylor with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
How many sneakers do you have, Colin?
I have a running pair. They're bright green. So if I have to run late night or early, you can see me on the road.
No, not workout shoes.
I mean,
like sneakers.
None.
That's not true. You have...
I wear those OCs. Those aren't sneakers, are they?
No, you have... oh, my God. What are they called? You have those fancy shoes that...
The Switzerland ones.
That Ann got you. No.
The fancy ones.
Yeah. I'll think of the name of them.
I think you're talking about the OCs. That's the Roger Federer shoe. Those don't count as tennis shoes.
No.
I was never a sneakerhead. I couldn't afford them.
I know. We have to get you some J's. I think I'm going to get you some Jordan 1s.
Some J's. But I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would wear them.
Would I?
Yeah.
When?
At the show.
Okay. All right.
So James Harden returned for the Nets last night after missing most of the series with a hamstring injury. He played 46 minutes, but he only scored 5 points on 1-for-10 shooting. After the game, he said he just tried to go out there and do the best he could. He also hoped he gave his teammates some encouragement in life. I mean, it was good to see him out there. Like, obviously, we knew he wasn't going to be 100%.
Well, it was a 40-minute decoy. I mean, there's some value.
Absolutely. And it definitely showed his value.
I mean, if you foul him, he'll hit free throws.
KD had an unbelievable game, obviously. Right. But Kyrie Irving was forced to miss the game due to a sprained ankle. And Steve Nash said today he will also miss game 6. I think we can, at this point, assume we're not going to see him in this series, at least.
Yeah.
The Nets are reportedly preparing for him to be out the rest of the series. So... This game last night to me was really just about KD showing how incredible he still is.
And the Bucks showing that they're not willing to adapt
and adjust.
Enough. The NBA playoffs are all about adjusting. Forget the injuries. It's just game to game. You've got to adjust. And I thought the Bucks' defensive game plan left me scratching my head. I would think I would trap. I would get the ball occasionally out of KD's hands.
Also, Harden being out there as long as he was, Steven just said it, Nick said it earlier. Why are you not going at, Jim Jackson said it earlier too, why are you not going at James Harden?
Attack
him. He is not 100%.
Right.
Like, even if you know, there's certain things, like, you know KD is going to get his on a normal night. Well, he's on fire last night, so why not lean into whatever your vulnerability is on that side of the court, and you know that that's Harden. You know he's not 100%. You have a pair of Golden Gooses. That's what it is.
I have a pair of those. Yeah. I have a pair. Does those count as tennis shoes?
Those count as sneakers, yeah.
All right. I got one pair of sneakers.
Yeah,
They're very stylish.
I think you would like Jordan 1s. I'll show them to you. So the NFLPA released their influencer hot list, which ranks players with the most total engagements on social media. Engagement is important. You got to get the comments and the likes and the shares and such.
It's very important.
Tom Brady took the top spot.
Boom.
He's followed by Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson, J.J. Watt, and Gronk. In the top five.
And they've all got kind of different things. Like Brady is funny. Russell Wilson's committed. J.J. Watt is a little funny. Gronk's goofy.
Gronk has a lot of ads on his social media. Like he does a lot of that. He does because Gronk doesn't spend his salary money. He lives off of his endorsements, which is brilliant. J.J. Watt has like a lot of the motivational stuff too.
Odell Beckham's into fashion, so is Cam Newton. They're 6 and 7.
Juju, we know he does the TikTok and Reels.
There's a lot of different ways to engage.
Yes. I think that this is actually, to me, I know we're talking about how Tom Brady is aging, which is obviously incredible that he's at the top of this list, which he has like just recently really leaned into social media.
Yeah.
But also what this list tells you is the NFL has embraced social media. Which for a short amount of time, they were resistant to. You remember they weren't allowed to put highlights on Twitter.
Yeah.
It was like a whole thing. They weren't not letting guys celebrate. Like, lean into what everyone's doing.
Yeah.
The younger audience
likes
consumes
it.
Social media.
I do. I'm mid-50s. I'm on Instagram every day.
Of course. But you really want to lean into the new wave. Like, this is what we're talking about.
I don't do Snapchat, but I'm big into Instagram. big into Twitter. And again, I watch TikTok. I don't do it. I think I'd look silly. But Snapchat, I'm out on. I've never been a Snapchat person. Are you Snapchat?
No, I have Snapchat, okay. But I've been using a lot of Snapchat.
Yeah. Recently, I don't do LinkedIn. If I don't have your phone number, I'm not interested in talking to you. I don't need to have your business connections. If I've got your phone number, then I care about your business and you. And if I don't, I'm not going to join your LinkedIn.
I think you, Colin Coward, can pretty much get anyone's contact that you need to, like probably on planet Earth.
Probably.
With a few texts.
Representation, yeah.
Through your network. So tonight we have two great crucial game fives, both series tied at two games apiece. Sixers host the Hawks. According to FoxBet, they're favored by 7. And then later, the Clippers will have to go to Utah without Kawhi Leonard, and the Jazz are also favored by 7 in that game.
I'll take the Jazz minus 7 and the Hawks plus 7.
Yeah, 7 is a lot of points for that Atlanta, the way that they've been playing.
Also, Atlanta's one of those teams where you can beat them, and they have a flurry of three-pointers late, the backdoor cover. There's certain teams, like offensively gifted teams, you know, you got to be careful about betting against them, because even if they get outplayed, like Atlanta is one of those teams that I've been burned by. Atlanta can get totally outplayed. Dallas has this ability. They keep it close because they score late when you go into a prevent defense.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why 7 is a lot of points for them. But with Kawhi out indefinitely, the Jazz are probably going to win easily tonight. The Clippers are afraid he's suffered an ACL injury. If you missed any of the flurry of NBA news today, Chris Paul is also out indefinitely in health and safety protocols.
Oh, boy.
The Suns announced they'll give the next update on his status on Saturday. Now, there's some talk out there. TMZ Sports has that he is tested positive. It's not been confirmed by that many other people.
Chris Paul.
Yes, because he's reportedly vaccinated. Jalen Rose said he's vaccinated. Reportedly he's vaccinated.
But he tested positive.
Tests positive.
So did Bill Maher. So you have to be out of the building.
You have to be out of the building, even if you are vaccinated. So right. We'll get an update on that. Donnie Nelson is out at the Mavs. Sam Van Gundy is out with the Pelicans, and Scott Brooks is out at Washington. So just a wild day in the NBA today.
Well, I mean, the intensity of the playoffs, you know, it gets rubbed in your face. If you didn't make the playoffs and you're watching your rival in the playoffs, like the Clippers now are in the playoffs, they beat Dallas in 7, it gets rubbed in your face, and you get reminded we should be there, and they're not.
And then there's a story drops in the Athletic.
There's a huge
dysfunction.
Yeah, so Donnie Nelson out of there. There's a report that the Mavs fired him before the article, but the way it works is when there's a big damaging article coming out, The Athletic, they call you the day before. Would you like to comment on the article? So Sunday night, Mark Cuban found out about the damaging article that was going to run Monday in The Athletic, and Sunday night, whack, Donnie Nelson's out. So if you say, well, he got fired, it was before. No. If you're going to have a damaging article, somebody writes a bad article on Fox, they're going to call you the day before. Would you like to respond to this negative criticism?
Well, also, wouldn't, if you have the sources in the building and they were going to let him go, wouldn't that have been in the article?
Good point. That's why you're on TV. She's an expert. Joey with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Rich Kleiman, Kevin Durant's manager. What a night for him. Not Rich, but Kevin. Rich could have had a good night, too. This summer, Tommy John underwear is your solution to swampy shorts because its cool cotton fabric is 2 to 3 times cooler, I can attest, than regular cotton. Get a pair of new breathable Tommy John underwear and feel a cool island breeze all summer long in your shorts. Dozens of comfort innovations. Once you try Tommy John underwear, you're not going back. They don't have customers, they have fanatics. I'm one of them. Tens of thousands of 5-star reviews, calling Tommy John the most comfortable underwear ever. Right now, get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/herd. Check out their site for all their merch, TommyJohn.com/herd for 20% off. Over 15 million pairs sold. Men across America love Tommy John underwear. And you also have Father's Day is coming up. Why don't you make that big order for dad or stepdad? Tommy John, just fabric's got stretch, doesn't sweat, doesn't shrink when you wash it. Tommy John.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. And now newly minted first-round picks like number one overall Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of their first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more, including Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instants. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd Show. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
And the iHeartRadio app.
For hot water that never runs out, go tankless. Navien tankless water heaters, 15-year limited warranty. Rich Kleiman is Kevin Durant's business partner, co-founder of 35 Ventures, founded by Kevin. And still got to be high off what that performance was last night. You know, it's interesting. In life, like, unless you're a doctor or, you know, a lawyer where you needed like a degree or accreditation, the answer usually if you're looking to hire somebody is just hire smart and they'll figure it out. And I'm watching Steve Nash last night and everybody's like, he's got no experience, but I've known Steve for a while. Steve's smart. He's just figured it out. the criticism is going to the coach he's facing, who's been coaching for 25 years, and Rich Kleiman joins us live now. I want to start, Rich, with that, is that it was asking a lot of Steve Nash. Move to the East Coast. Kevin Durant, Kyrie, James Harden, Blake Griffin. That's a lot. That's a lot for a veteran coach. And you've got kind of a firsthand, you see how it's working. How is Kevin and Steve's relationship, how has it molded over the last 5 months?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, over the last 5 months, I've really only seen what you've seen. Like, I think the sacred, like, locker room dynamic that they have, I stay out of. I have my own relationship with Steve, and I met Steve, obviously, through Kevin, and they've had an incredible friendship prior to this, you know, both on the court working together when Steve was a player, when he was a coach with the Warriors, but also just in life, like, they're real friends. But the dynamic, I'm sure, has changed to some level. But, you know, I see what you see. And for me, I think Steve is doing like an incredible job from the outside looking in at just temperament alone. And when you have the circumstances that they face this year without that kind of like level of leadership that he brought and the trenches and the wars that he's been through himself, like, I just don't think that can be replicated, you know, and that experience he had has obviously transitioned into coaching.
You know, it's interesting, when Kevin got hurt this year, how frustrating was it for him? Because the expectations are so grand, they're so high, and then he has to sit for over a month. Was it tough, or did he understand it's fine, I'll heal, I'll be good?
Yeah, I mean, definitely I'm going to heal and I'll be good. Like, you know, the thing that we always talk about as these things continue to happen, like just in life, like everything that happened with everyone in our whole world over the last year and a half, is just how many of these fires we've been through, you know, like how many times he's had an injury or a circumstance where it seems like everybody in the world turned on him. And there's just things that have happened and we just get through it. He gets through it. He's as mentally tough of an athlete as a person that you'll find. And I think like that's something that, in the wrong way, was never attributed to him. But I think people are seeing now, like, this is someone that's just been through it. And, you know, this year was frustrating, but he just keeps working. I think in any facet of life, like, if you just keep going and keep doing the work, good things will happen. And that's always his philosophy.
Listen, when you play with two other stars like Kyrie and Harden, you can't be too consumed with stats because they have to flourish too. Kevin's never really been a stat guy to me. I've never thought about that. I just don't see him as a stat guy, a guy that's staring at his stats all day. How does he look at his role with the Nets? Because you got three stars, your coach is a star. How does he view his role?
Like, really tactically, you know, like, he likes to play basketball at the very highest level and likes to play the game in every particular side of the ball, right? Like, on defense and offense, in terms of being able to read screens, everything that he does, he likes to master his craft. And when you're playing with two players that have also been cut from that cloth, you know, do they look at their stats? No, but do the stats happen? Yes, because when great players play with each other, you see what happens, right? But, you know, for Kevin, I think for him, it's really like playing at the highest level. And like last night, there was almost kind of two reactions, because obviously there's this incredible, like, the reality of the fact they got to still go play game six in Milwaukee. They didn't win the championship last night, but he could take a second to understand that, like, from a 48-minute body of work, to be really proud of, like, playing ball at that level, you know, and I think that's what's always been the most important to him.
You know, it's interesting. I said yesterday that, you know, Kevin, I'm not sure if it's a criticism, it's a reality. He's been impulsive sometimes in his life. I didn't love the Golden State departure, but whatever. It's his life, it's not mine, and he's flourishing. But when during a season, is your relationship as a business partner, does Kevin ever look just kind of, hey, Rich, can I give me 5 minutes here? I got to get something off my chest. Does he internalize stuff? Because when you're in this pressurized world of Kevin Durant, you're on top of an industry. Do you ever see little pressures, or does he just kind of internalize it and handle it himself?
I mean, I think he's just like a human being. I mean, I know that's not the answer you want, but, like, you know, we have a real relationship. Like, we're friends, you know what I'm saying? We're business partners. He's also has his space, and there's some things we don't talk about. But for the most part, like, you know, I think he probably goes through and experiences similar things that all of us do in their life. It's obviously amplified and And there's certain things that like we just can't understand that they go through, right? But I think that there's nothing that he is like thrown off by, and there's nothing that he doesn't understand comes with the job. Like, he really loves this. He chose this, and he's blessed and like feels that pride. And I think the excitement of last night for him, like I said, is just like when you can play the game at that level and can enjoy the what comes of it, like he really loves that. So, you know, I think that like you would talk about your work with somebody, there's frustrations and ups and downs throughout a season, both personally as a team, but like I think all great ones, all great CEOs, all great athletes, like how can you at that level continue to thrive for so long and be letting yourself get caught up in the ups and downs of what goes on, especially in a social media age, especially Kevin Durant, right? Especially players like that. If LeBron James and Kevin Durant allowed this stuff on a daily level to have something they internalize, they couldn't be who they are. That's part of it.
Yeah,
he
looked happy last night. And there was a moment at the end of that game when he made a play and he just turned and you could just see he was so happy. And you know what it felt like, Rich, to me? Kevin was saying, just get me through tonight. Harden's going to get healthier. I'm going to get Kyrie back. Like, I thought he was outwardly emotional playing last. He knew, forget him, he knew how big it was for the Brooklyn Nets. I felt that last night watching him. Did you?
Oh, yeah. But that's what, I mean, man, that's what every Brooklyn fan, every NBA fan should want out of players like Kevin Durant. He felt it and he understood it and he thrives in it. And like, man, that's what you train for. That's what you play for. But I do think, you know, I mentioned this to whether it was him after the game or someone else. I do think to like a mainstream sports fan, there was this like closing the loop that everybody, you know, allowed themselves to have last night. I think real basketball people don't even play into that. You know what it really is. Joy knows what it really is. But like a sports fan that has just read what they read and is like, yeah, well, Kevin is incredible, but he hasn't done this, like has just caught up with that. Like, I think everybody understands that like sometimes these games put some silly conversation like that to bed and it doesn't affect the series, right? There's still two games or one game, possibly two to play. But I think that kind of like conversation, that whether it's relevant or not, is a part of being in the NBA. I think it last night it was like, all right, we could put that to bed. And I think fans needed to close that loop so they could stop talking about all the old nonsense.
Yeah. Hey, great seeing you. New York is flying. They're doing some construction behind you. You're out there in Chelsea, a beautiful, cool part of the. You're a cool guy in a cool part of the country. And it's great seeing you. Congrats. You're probably still on cloud nine from last night. I would imagine it. That's going to last a day at least for you.
It'll last a day. Yeah, it'll last a day. I'm enjoying it. And we'll get ready for tomorrow's game. And I like talking about Kevin, but man, I only come on TV so I can tell you everything I'm doing. Can I just keep talking about boardroom and all my fun endeavors, or do we have no time?
All right, we don't, but I'll say it right now. He's got a podcast. It's called Boardroom Out of Office. Rich Klein, he's a super smart guy. How many managers do I bring on? One, his. Boardroom out. I don't bring managers. You're the only manager. I know, but you're the only manager I bring on in the whole world. Kevin Durant, that's it. Most managers. Oh, there you go. You're not dealing with some local cable access show here. It's a big deal.
This is real. Wow. Say no more. You know what? I don't even want to talk about my business. That was the best you could say.
All right.
Have a good day, Colin. Thank you, Joy.
All right. Rich Klieman, Boardroom Out of the Office, the podcast, Kevin Durant's manager. Smart guy. He's a good friend of Kevin Durant. Yeah, that one last night is crazy. How exhausting. So I remember years ago talking to an NBA player. He was a great college player. I don't want to call him out, but he's a great college player. And he went into the NBA, and he was still a really good scorer. But he admitted, he's like, you know, in college, you don't really have to guard guys because you're not facing NBA guys. And he said, when you have to, in the NBA, I'll get my points. But you have to defend, or you just give them all back up.
Right.
Like, everybody in the NBA, now especially, can score. Bruce Bowen was a defensive player in the NBA. He was a good offensive player in college. So the idea that Kevin Durant played 48 minutes, like, I would totally understand if in the next game, Kevin was a little off. He didn't get to stay home. Now he's got to get in a plane. Now he's got to fly to the Midwest. Now he's got to, I mean, it's like, that performance would set most players back. I mean, Charles Barkley said the other night, he goes, when I was old, Charles said, I once scored 36 when I was an old guy. He goes, I was done for 2 weeks.
Well, that's why Kevin is one of the greats. When you're one of the greats, it doesn't set you back.
Hustler Turf Equipment, most complete lineup of residential and commercial zero-turn lawn mowers in America. Check out a Hustler Turf dealer near you, hustlerturf.com, hustlerturf.com. There's so many NBA moves today. I'm going to race to my phone. There may be nine more in the last 10 minutes. It's the Herd.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro potting soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro potting soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.